All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program. But we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Proverbs chapter 6, it's in verse 16, it says, "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." You know, there's a popular belief in the religious community and in the world in general that God is some kind of a big teddy bear, grandfather figure, that does not know the meaning of the word hate. And the concept of a God who will destroy all is not very pleasant, so people ignore the very thought. They go to such scriptures as Matthew 5, verses 43 through 44, and passages like John 13 and verse 34, and make statements such as, "But Jesus teaches love." And they may even go to 1 Corinthians 13 and remove it from the context and try to prove their point. But hate is a very strong word. Sometimes it's used in a casual sense, like, you know, "I hate to do yard work." But generally, the word is reserved for when we feel the deepest dislike and despite. Hate means to loathe, detest, despise, to find deeply distasteful and disagreeable. In fact, it's so strong an emotion that it can bring about a change in people. At the very thought of someone or something, the stomach begins to boil, the heart rate raises, blood pressure rises, even the body temperature begins to rise. It's no wonder people consider hate a bad emotion. But what I want us to do in our study today is to consider this. Hate is an attribute of God. God hates a proud look. From the verses that we just read in Proverbs chapter 6, beginning there with verse 16 and reading through verse 19. The American Standard Version says of a proud look that it's haughty eyes. You know, a proud look has nothing to do with the way someone might cast a glance or look at someone. In this case, it has to do with the attitude that a person displays toward another person. It's always used in the New Testament in an evil sense. We use the word arrogant. We use the word distasteful. In fact, even certain of the Pharisees, in Luke 18 and verse 9, it says they trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. So this is what prompted Jesus to teach a parable showing that such pride will be humbled. There again in Luke chapter 18, beginning at about verse 10, when Jesus spoke the parable concerning the two men that went up to the temple to pray, one declaring his righteousness, the other one simply being humble and acknowledging his sinfulness. God wants us to have a different attitude than what this Pharisee had. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Also in Proverbs 6, we see that God hates a lying tongue. You know, when we look into the Bible, we find lying to be an attribute of the devil. In fact, Jesus made this statement in John chapter 8 when he was rebuking those of his audience, when he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." And so, yet since the beginning of recorded time, this sin has plagued what otherwise would be good men. But still, God hates a liar, no matter who it may be. In fact, Proverbs 12 and verse 22 tells us, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight." And God wants us to put away the old man of lying and speaking, and yet instead speak truth with our neighbor. It's in Colossians chapter 3. Let's read verses 9 and 10. "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him." And then there's a passage in Ephesians 4, where we read in verse 25, "Therefore put in away lying, that each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." 2, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. There are those that tell us it is not Christian to carry out punishment that includes the death sentence. But the key word in this verse is innocent. God established Israel on a foundation of righteousness and judgment. David made reference to that in the 89th Psalm in verse 14 when he said, "Righteousness and judgment are the foundations of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face." And yet provision was made for the guilty to be punished and for the innocent to go free. We won't take time to read, but if you're taking notes and want to read these later, certainly consider Exodus 21, beginning with about verse 12 and reading several verses. Also Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 through 23. But also we see the same stated in the New Testament in Romans chapter 13 and verse 4. Talking about the laws of the land, he said, "For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil." We know that judges were instructed to be fair and just in their decisions. We read about this in the time when God ruled Israel in both a civil and a spiritual fashion in Deuteronomy 16, verses 18 through 20. And there was, and you remember, that was part of the reason of the Babylonian captivity, was for the fact that King Manasseh had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood in 2 Kings 24, verses 34, verses 3 and 4. This is one of the reasons God brought the nation of Judah into Babylonian captivity. And you know, when you consider that wicked men shed the innocent blood of God's Son, it's no wonder he hates this sin so much. God wants us to be fair, to be honest, and to be impartial in all of our dealings, no matter who that might involve. In the book of 1 Timothy, it's in chapter 5, we read verse 21 that says, "I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality." But then too, God hates a heart that devises wicked plans. You know, it's one thing to sin in a moment of weakness, but it's quite enough, a different thing, to plan to do it. Both types of sin are bad, and we're going to be held accountable for both. But one is committed out of lack of knowledge and weakness, while the other one is high-handed rebellion. And God hates such rebellion. 2, God hates feet that swift in running to do evil. You know, it's hard for most to imagine that there are actually those who hate good and love evil. And yet David warned of such in, again, the book of Psalms in chapter 52. Let's read verse 3 and then read verse 5. Verse 3 says, you love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. And then verse 5, God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. God wants us to be different. We know that from many passages, but Romans 12, verse 9 is one of them. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. You know, if this generation that you and I live in perishes, I believe that the number one reason will be that we do not abhor sin. Then too, God hates a false witness that speaks lies. You know, after the people had been freed from the Egyptian bondage, they were given various laws. Of course, we normally think of them in the form of the Ten Commandments, but there were many other laws in addition to just the Ten Commandments. But among those was the command in Exodus 20 and verse 16 not to bear false witness. To bear false witness suggests collusion to pervert justice. And we're told that a false witness shall not go unpunished. It's in the book of Proverbs in chapter 19. Let's notice verse 5. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. In verse 9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will perish. So again, nearly the identical same statement. And we find that the Jews had to find such worthless men to bear witness against Jesus. We read about that in Matthew 26 in verses 59 and 60. And you know, this is the kind of thing that really reveals the heart of a man, and it certainly defiles him. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, there, beginning with verse 19, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with one unwashed hands does not defile a man. And you know, we might want to remember this the next time that we're tempted to say something that's not true. Remember, we'll have to stand before God, and he hates the one who speaks lies. And then, too, God hates one who sows discord among brethren. God wants his people to be united. It's in Ephesians 4 that we find in verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. See, Paul told the Corinthians that strife and dissension and discord, they're signs of carnality, and it indicates that this is not acceptable among God's people there in the first three verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In fact, even the psalmist tells us it is one of those things that is both good and pleasant. In Psalms, the 133rd chapter, in verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. You know, the thing about this, before you say something for no other purpose than to spread discontent, remember, God hates such. So I hope that one thing stands clear in our study, and that is part of God's character is the ability to hate. And if he hates these things, then so should we. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org. where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.